Emergency Board Full Committee, June 30th, 2002, Hearing Room F.
All you do is there objections?
Is there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended so the emergency board can consider and adopt several agency request items. Is there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair moves that the preceding agency request items be approved in block. Do we have to name them?
I'll read them for you. Okay, Judicial Department, Public Defense Services Commission, Department of Education Assessment Funding, Department of Forest Retailment State Forest Interpretive Center, Parks and Recreation Department All-Terrain Vehicle Recreation Grants, Department of Aviation Silas Bay State Airport Improvement Project, Department of Higher Education PSU Smith Center West and University Center, Department of Higher Education PSU Island Plaza, Department of Higher Education U of O Many Nations Longhouse, Department of Human Services, Oregon Health Plan 2, Transfers and Positions, Oregon Youth Authority, Hillcrest Youth Correctional Facility Improvements, and Legislative Administration Committee, Capitol Building Remodel Project.
And the chair moves that the proceeding agency request items be approved in block. Is there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair moves that the emergency board increase the public employees retirement system other funds expenditure limitations by $1,020,000 for legal expenses, information technology needs. Ken, you want to explain that one?
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Chair, the public employees retirement system had item number 51. And you're getting copies of this handed out now. This was a request for other funds limitation of approximately $4.5 million to continue their technology project. They need enough limitation to keep this project going until there's a further review of it at the JLCIMT meeting in September and the September emergency board meeting. So the request, the recommendation before you would allow them to have enough limitation from their existing revenues to keep the project going until September.
Okay, is there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Would also note that Senator Beyer was no on the en bloc.
That's it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, before we adjourn, I understand that the report number 66, the state group home recommendation. I understand Representative in his recommendation that the state-operated group home come back with a report on information they have gathered, direct the Department of Human Services to report at the November meeting of the Emergency Board on seeking competitive bids from the private sector providers for medical services currently offered through state-operated group homes for persons with developmental disabilities. The information we gather may help to provide savings, and a recommendation would appreciate the gathering of information be reported to the November e-board.
Okay, is that in form of the motion?
That's part of the motion.
Okay.
I thought we need to read it for the purpose of the information for the record.
Okay. We have a motion before the body then to accept the What we're asking for is a Department of Human Resources report to the November meeting of their e-board on this competitive bids for private sector providers for medical services currently offered through the state-operated group homes for persons with developmentally disabilities.
Yeah, the information they gather, we need to have a report on their findings.
Okay. Is there any objections to that?
I have a question. How does that differ from the report that's in the en bloc?
The report does not include a alternative recommendation, and this includes an alternative recommendation that they gather information on competitive bidding and report the information to us.
Okay. Everybody understands the motion? Is there any objection?
I guess I don't quite understand it, but we had two reports that came out of Human Services that deal with parity cost, which we reviewed in committee, and that report is in your packet, and the results of that report, and I guess what Senator Yee is requesting that we go to another step in addition to the report that was given. Is that what you're asking for, Senator Yee?
This report provides no alternative to the state-operated group home was found. And this recommendation asks for more information be gathered regarding any competitive bids to provide for the 50 clients in the medical homes. And this information would help us come up with ideas regarding rates based on the information they gather.
Okay. Is there any objections to the motion?
Actually, we've studied this, and I do object to the motion. We discussed the issues that were surrounding the difference between the state-operated group homes versus the private, and one of the factors that's in there that maybe we would need to look at, and that is the contract or the agreement that was reached with the Department of Justice that made the provision for the state-operated group homes, and whether or not the legislature wants to unravel that kind of an agreement before you can then talk about the competitiveness of whether or not you want to offer the contract.
Okay.
So it's beyond just talking about a competitive bid.
See, Mr. Chairman, we're talking about 150 clients here, and the competitive bidding only deals with about 50 of them who are in medical homes. And the medical home clients can be taken care of by the private providers without too much difficulty. We're not talking about the behavior home clients. We're only talking about the medical home clients who will be able to be cared for by the private providers. And currently, according to this report, the cost is $19,000 per client per month. So you're talking about $630 a day. And under the report, the private homes can provide care for $3,000 less. So if we can have some information regarding the private providers, there can be some real savings be obtained, and I think this information will help us make a determination about an alternative to provide for these clients. So this is a request for information, and then when the Fairview was closed, they asked for a request for providers. At that time, there was no response. After 3 years of providing for these Fairview clients, they have more experience and they are more able to provide for a response to care for these clients. So this is to gather more information to make a determination if some savings can be found. With this crisis in budget deficit, I think that we need to look at alternative ways to provide for these clients. Right now, we are providing for them at $250,000 per client, and at $3,000 less, we can save maybe several million dollars in providing for these care. So basically, we are asking for more information so a determination can be made if we can improve efficiencies and have some savings.
Is there anyone else other than Representative Winters who objects to the contract?
And I'd like to speak, Mr. Chair. I am certain this idea has a great deal of merit, but I've got hearing it for the first time at 5:30 in the morning after a fairly arduous 3 days here. I am not comfortable in voting yes on something presented at the 12th hour, actually the past the 12th hour. So I will be a no.
Okay. It is two no's. Okay. And the motion would carry. So with that, we are adjourned.
Does the study not reflect the different